Butcher, and an incredibly warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Last week we lost saxophonist Jimmy Heath at the age of 93. Every other song this week will feature the great man. He played alto, soprano, tenor, and he was also a flutist, flautist, and as well as that, a serious composer and arranger. Here's one of his own compos and arrangements right now, Gingerbread Boy. This Verve album, Little Man Big Band, recorded in the first quarter of 92, was nominated for a Grammy. Jimmy Heath loved big bands, and this 20-piecer was just one of many that he had in his long 70-plus year career. That was his own compo, Gingerbread Boy. Soloists were Jimmy Heath, fairly obviously. Why wouldn't you be the soloist if you were the leader? Lee Solov, trumpet, Tony Pieroni, guitar, Roland Hanna, piano. Incidentally, one of Jimmy's earliest big bands included the up-and-comers, John Coltrane and Benny Golson. Jimmy started on the alto and earned the nickname Little Bird, as he could replicate the fast solos of his first influence, Charlie Bird Parker. The little part of his name came from his 5'3" height. Here's a new name to me. That was Olga Konkova, born in Russia but now domiciled in Norway, where this album was recorded in March 2011, all her own songs and all piano solos. We heard Lost and Not Found. This was recorded on a Bechstein piano, as Olga grew up with a 100-year-old one in her house. Apparently, as she says, everyone had a Bechstein in Russia in the 80s. Perhaps not everyone, Olga. And that was recorded on a brand new Model C Bechstein. Olga graduated from Berkeley in Boston. I've got a couple of her albums now. She will return to the show. As I'm sure you know, Jimmy Heath was the middle brother of three. Here they are together with a song all three of them wrote. Thank you. And there were four Heaths on that song, in fact. Jimmy Tenor, Percy Cello, Al, as it says here, but we know him better as Albert Tutti, drums and shaker, plus James Matumi, triangle, James being Jimmy's son from his first marriage. That song, South Filthy, was written by the three Heath brothers, recorded Feb 97, and I was fortunate enough to see Jimmy live a few times, and once the three brothers together, with Jeb Patton on piano. Here's one of our fave songs.
Thank you.
And another piano solo. That was pianist, obviously, duh, it's a piano solo. Sorry for that stupid comment. Pianist Liam Noble's second album as a leader, recorded September 2014 in Penarth, Wales. His first album was 20 years earlier. Since 2014, I'm pleased to say, his frequency of recording has increased dramatically. Lerner and Lowe's achingly gorgeous, wouldn't it be lovely? The photos in the liner notes are all of a multicoloured furry toy bird. It's how Liam sees himself. Here's Jimmy Heath, live with Freddie Hubbard, back in 65. Live at the Famous Ballroom. That's actually the name. Famous Ballroom, Baltimore, Maryland. It's June 65, and it's a Jimmy Heath compo, all members. Freddie Hubbard, trumpet, Jimmy, tenor, Gus Sims, piano, Wilbur Little, bass, and Bertel Knox drums. The two co-leaders were still in their 20s. Jimmy really enjoyed playing with trumpeters. Miles, Diz, Nat Adderley, Roy Hargrove, who he called Roy Hardgroove. Jimmy could well have been on Miles Davis's iconic Kind of Blue, as he had a two-month stint subbing for Coltrane in 59, but Jimmy was just out of prison, having served 4 years for using heroin and had a curfew for a while. Here's a father and son duo. The name is Dankworth, Father John, son Alec, recorded at the old rectory between Feb 03 and October 07, whenever the mood suited them, I guess, and Alec was visiting. Sir John on alto, I should have said, and that was Pa Dankworth's own compo, Zodiac. This Q-Note album is called JDAD. Next, a Jimmy Heath Riverside LP called Really Big. and another Jimmy Heath big band. Well, a 10-piecer, actually, mid-sized band probably, but really big, according to Jimmy. Big and star-studded. I simply have to give you all their names. Clark Terry, trumpet. Nat Adderley, cornet. Tom McIntosh, trombone. Dick Berg, French horn. Cannonball Adderley, alto. Jimmy Heath, tenor, as we know. Pat Patrick, baritone. Tommy Flanagan, piano. Bass and drums, Jimmy's brothers, Percy and Tutti, respectively. Recorded June 1960, Jimmy wrote 6 of the 8 songs on the LP, including that one, Big P, P for Percy, his big bro in both age and height. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And that's on Humphrey Lyttelton's label Calligraph, a very quietly recorded version of the old spiritual Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. I whacked the volume up to max. I hope that was OK. A piano-based drums trio by three of the then-current members of Humph's band, then being November 98, and all three are unsung heroes of the British jazz scene, three very good musos who often supported visiting American big names when they toured in the UK. Ted Beament, piano, Paul Bridge, bass, and Adrian McIntosh, drums. We mentioned pianist Jeb Patton earlier, and here he is as a leader with a special guest. 2005 Max Jazz recording. Jeb Patton, leader and pianist, David Wong, bass, and Pete Van Nostrand, drums. Plus, two special guests, Tutti on drums on 3 of the 10 songs, and Jimmy on soprano sax on just this one song, Harold Arlen, Yip Harburg's Last Night When We Were Young. That's a few nights ago for me now. A long track, so I was going to fade it out at the end of Jimmy's solo, unfairly indeed, so I did leave some of Jeb's piano in too. A different, mellow, soft Jimmy there, recorded June and August 2007. Next up, Papa John DeFrancesco. I cut that a bit short too, as I'm very keen to squeeze in two more songs this week, and time is against us. That was a Stanley Turrentine compo, Minor Chant, recorded in Exton, Pennsylvania, June 2002, by Papa John DeFrancesco on the Mighty Burner, the Hammond B3. Papa is the father of the guitarist on this track, Johnny DeFrancesco, with Glenn Ferriconi, drums and percussion, one of the famous organ trio lineups, organ, guitar, drums. Here's Jimmy on flute, an instrument he learnt whilst in prison for drug offences. He was, inevitably, in the penitentiary band. And that's from a Xanadu LP in drummer Albert Tootyheath's name. I included it here as it's a fairly rare outing for Jimmy on flute. Percy is on bass, so an early gathering of the three Heath brothers. It's June 73. Kenny Barron is on electric piano, Ted Dunbar guitar, and I'm not sure if I heard Curtis Fuller on trombone on that song. A Notion, based on British folk melodies, apparently. Our last one for this week, it's a piano solo on Canadian singer Holly Cole's 95 album Temptation, recorded Hamilton, Ontario. It's pianist Aaron Davis with Good Old World. Huge thanks to you for listening, and also huge thanks to Jimmy Heath for a lifetime of devotion to our music. And I do hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.